Some of the state's most troubled inmates are taking part in a new program, and it's one the Department of Correction hopes will keep them and the staff who manage them safer. The program is known as the Reintegration and Progression Program, or RAP. It's among the first of its kind in the country, as KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports.
Clear. In Washington prisons, solitary confinement represents the highest level of custody. Prisoners in the intensive management unit spend 23 hours a day alone in their cells. When an inmate is out for a shower or exercise, it takes two custody staff to manage them. Some are gang members. Many have complicated mental health problems. These are the state's most troubled and most expensive inmates to manage.
These guys have been isolated for so long, they can barely have a conversation, most of them, an appropriate conversation, with anybody.
Mike Walker is program manager for the Intensive Management Unit at Monroe Correctional Complex. He sees RAP as a chance for offenders to learn how to succeed, both in prison and once they're released.
If we take the statement, "There's nothing wrong with my behavior," and turn it into a new positive thought, what could that thought be?
I'm finally able to succeed. Anybody can change.
There's always room to change.
Yeah, that's a good one.
For a few hours a week, these men visit this room to take classes about social skills and self-reflection that most people outside these walls would take for granted, like saying thank you or when to give a compliment. 31-year-old Joshua Burgoyne is heavily tattooed. He's been arrested for assault, robbery, and kidnapping. His sentence is scheduled to end in 2019. Burgoyne says he rarely spoke at all prior to this program.
This is a lot better, man, because it's social. You're having a bad day or something, you know what I mean? You can talk to somebody that you never would have talked to before.
It remains to be seen just how well a program like this might actually benefit the men once they leave this highly structured environment. Recidivism rates are nearly two times higher for inmates released out of intensive management units. And the 14 inmates in this program represent a small fraction of the mentally ill inmates in state custody. Still, MCC Superintendent Robert Herzog says the program is a chance to change what we know doesn't work for these types of offenders.
You know, long-term isolation is detrimental to their mental health. It's the first time we've taken a look at this population and said, it doesn't work. They're too risky to just kick them out into the communities and expect them to make it out there.
The program also includes mindfulness, meditation, and yoga. The hardest part is getting the inmates comfortable enough to close their eyes around each other. When they do, it's considered a success. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.